Welcome to I See What We See podcast, and I'll be talking about what's going on in the real world as well as on the television screen. This is your host Bree, and I'll be dropping an episode every Wednesday and every Sunday. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. I see what we see radio. ISWWS radio. I see what we see. Tell me what it is. Welcome to the radio. It is what it is. How's everyone doing today? So, the reason why I really kind of got into, you know, wanting to talk about everything as far as seeing what everybody else is seeing is because, you know, my journey and my lifestyle was kind of crazy. It took for me to reset, overview, and acknowledge, stay awake, pay attention, and listen, and then love on my mom and focus and compare my pros and cons. And it took for me to be still in order to get to the point where I am now. And believe it or not, I'm still not even 100%. At the point where I really want to be, but best believe I'm narrow enough to have my third eye open and to see what everybody else is seeing below those eyes. So, as far as resetting my journey of life, you know, was, you know, having new life created. And my new life that I created was having my son. And once I had my son, that was more so of me, you know, kind of dying and, like I said, creating new life. Now, resetting and creating new life doesn't also mean you have to have a child in order to reset. And that was just my way of resetting, me having a kid and bearing another. That was just my whole reset as a mother and as a woman. In my overview, I had to recap my whole life, like look at everything that I went through as a child and look at everything that my parents went through as kids to see the way that this isn't the way it's supposed to be. So in order for me to make it better for my kid and others, it's really up to me to, you know, get myself together. And I had to acknowledge that it was a lot of different growth that I had going on and different aspects of me just being a woman and just being the person I am at my age. I had to applaud myself for my growth because nobody else is going to do it. Why would I want for somebody else to applaud me? Why would I look for that when I know I'm doing it, regardless of how anybody else's feel? I acknowledge myself before anybody else acknowledged me, and I had to stay aware, and I didn't let anything distract me in order to get to where I am. But hey, you know, distraction comes in many forms, in many shapes, in many styles. So distraction could be something that you don't even think that's a distraction. Say, for instance, your phone. That market of beef, that's the whole distraction. You don't even know that it's the distraction. But you rely on it so much that you can't even tell it's distracting you from your main purpose. And I had to pay attention and look deeply into the attention, if that makes sense, to paying attention. You know, you had to look at everything that was going on around you, as far as the attention that's on you and just on the world in general. You had to really look at all of that attention in order to pay attention and focus on seeing beyond the, you know, eyes of what's, you know, right in front of you. And for everybody that's, you know, aware and that pays attention, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. And when I say listen, don't just hear it. I want you to actually listen. Just sit there and listen to everything that's going on. When I say listen, I mean listen beyond the quietness. In order to, you know, wake up, you got to listen. And when I say loving your mom, no matter what, even if she won't change for you or for herself, you still got to love on her. Because at the end of the day, she ain't had nobody and you ain't got nobody either when she ain't here. So you still got to love on her. You know, people going to be stuck in their ways. Everybody got to learn how to, you know, become their own person again after the trauma. And it takes for the trauma to, you know, mess up that person you are. But the love can change that. It's just going to take time. And when you focus on loving your mom or just focus on just you in general, you'll do good. You got to just remain sound and grounded and quiet. And that's all you got to really do to focus. Because if you don't focus, you'll definitely be distracted and lost out here. And when I take a pair of your pros and cons, you got to weigh out your growth and your needs to change. You got to be still and give yourself time to do nothing but heal. And once you be able to weigh out your pros or cons, or at least acknowledge and be aware of what needs to be done and what needs to be fixed, then you're doing perfectly fine. No matter how long the process takes, you're going to get it done. That's why I'm telling y'all, I see what we see. You ain't out here doing it by yourself. I'm out here too. It's other people like mine, wise, that's doing it as well. So just remember that y'all key components is reset, overview, acknowledge, stay aware, pay attention, listen, love on your mom, focus, and compare your pros and cons. And not just pros and cons and anything bad or good. I mean, weigh out your growth and your needs to change, remember. And, you know, my journey as far as wanting to do this more, it took for me to tell my own mother I wanted to see the world in my own eyes. And that wasn't me trying to tell her, oh, I want to be out here and be an adult at a young age. I just want to experience life from my perspective more so than far as how she wanted me to live it, because she either didn't have that opportunity to do that, or just she wanted better for me in her way. But I'm my own person, you know. Everybody got to branch off into their own, you know. And on their own, they can't always be force-fed stuff the same way I can't force-feed you guys information. It's up to you to listen and just take it in however you please and see it in your own. Really just the main really needs to keep you focused, staying aware, and looking at it through your vision instead of somebody else's. Because how can you see what's right in front of you when you're looking at somebody else's eyeballs? That's not going to work. You're your own person. You got to work yourself. It's hard to be living in a world that's, you know, super fake. But you got to remain real to self and true to self. Because if you don't, you'll be, once again, a lost soul out here. And it takes trauma in order to make you wake up and say, oh, yeah, I want better for myself. And it's sad that it takes for the trauma to, you know, move you instead of you just off bail wanting to do better for self because, you know, you just want better. But people got to go through something in order to be something. In order to be something, you got to want something. In order to want something, you got to see something. So just stay true to you and love on the ones who love on you. And also remain sound and grounded and aware of everything that's going on. And if you know that it ain't right, try to correct it. No matter if you small or you big, just do what you can do. It's going to work. Everything is connected. No matter how we all want to play it, everything is connected. It's one man for a reason. It takes two in order to get one thing done. It takes a woman and a male in order to create another. You know, it's three things to focus on, you know. Got three main reasons, five different components of those reasons that you want to survive. But in order to want change, you got to accept change. In order to accept change, you got to give change. And when I say give change, you got to be open and to give yourself over to just the work. Keep doing for you regardless of what's going on. Or your situation, you got to keep doing for you and others, no matter how bad a person wasn't there for you or how much you wanted this person to be there for you. You just got to, you know, focus on who was there for you and, you know, acknowledge that this ain't what you want in your life. This is not something that you need in your life because they're not here for you. They just there to see what you got going on because they can't get there or they feel like they can't get there. So they want to be in your energy to see what's going on so they can see how they can bring you down in order to keep you going. But, yeah, I see what we see, y'all. It's okay. We in this together. Once you tap in more with me, I best believe you'll be more focused. I'm going to make sure y'all be aware of everything that's going on. And I'm going to make sure y'all know the real meaning of everything. Because real is real. And fake damn show ain't gonna stay awake. Peace. I want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in with your goddess. You can find me on Instagram at I See What We See, as well as Facebook at I See What We See LLC. And you can also follow me on X at I See What We See LLC. Let's stay focused so we can be the focus. Peace.